Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Merry Christmas, Father's Vineyard. It's a wonderful day to be gathered in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord. Well, I would like to know if there are any visitors with us the first time today. Raise your hands. Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. After service, Pastor would like to meet you at the doors in front of me. He has a gift for you, and he'd like to give you a Father's Vineyard welcome, okay? Thank you for being with us. And thank you, Father's Vineyard, for joining us today and being in the presence of the Lord together. It's just such a mighty thing when we come together in his presence. I do want to remind you that during the worship service, anytime you can bring your offerings up to the altar and put them in the plates. And I want to welcome those of you online. Thank you for joining us. Merry Christmas. If you would like to support this ministry, you can go to fathersvineyard.org, select the contribution button, and make your contribution right through there. Thank you very much. Today is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
Do you know that a Savior was promised?
Yes.
And that a Savior was given?
Yes.
Amen.
And we have the opportunity to receive him. So let's today worship and adore him who was born king forever.
Amen. Well, let's stand. We've got some scriptures to begin with, and we've got a song to sing that we just, everybody, it's a new song. We don't want everybody to sing together on this first song. You'll get the chorus. It's pretty easy. So we're going to begin our worship time together, Susan.
Naomi. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them. So afraid, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, and is this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good will toward men.
Let's just all say that last line, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men. Let's say that together. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men. Well, this is a new song. I want you to clap your hands with us and sing as you get to know it. One, two, three, four. The shepherds came to see the baby, stood by his mother's side. Here lay the Savior inside a manger. Oh, what a glorious night! Oh, what a glorious night! I hear the angels singing. We've had a year, haven't we?
Yes.
But God's grace still abounds. And He's doing a work beyond what we can see. But He's doing something wonderful in the midst of a very difficult pandemic. But God is with us. And sometimes it seems like it's not as much joyful with things like this going on, but the joy is in our heart. Amen. And it's steadfast. God's presence is steadfast within us. So we're going to sing this song. It just reflects on a little bit of that. I heard the bells on Christmas Day. Their old familiar carols play. And why? Sweet, the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought as now this day had come, the bell resolved. Sing a few more songs, but just enjoy and worship with us as God and the Holy Spirit just ministers today.
Shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha, Omega, the beginning, the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son.
As believers, sometimes we get a little discouraged. Anybody? Even John the Baptist did at a time when he was in prison. In Matthew chapter 11, we read, beginning with verse 2, when John heard in prison what Christ was doing, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who is to come? Or do we look for another?" And Jesus answered, "Go back and tell John. Tell him what you see and hear. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor." Now later in the same chapter, Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
Amen.
All is calm and all is bright everywhere, but in your heart tonight they're singing carols of joy and peace, but you feel too far gone, too far out of reach.
Lift your head, lift your heart, Emmanuel.
Unto the Lord, all of us. I love the Lord because he had heard my voice and my supplications. Because he had inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, our God is merciful.
Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
In the bleak midwinter, all creation groans, for a world in darkness, frozen like a stone. Light is breaking in a stable for a throne, and he shall reign forevermore, forevermore, and he
more. No? There I am. I found myself. Merry Christmas. You may be seated.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, you did a great job today. Praise team, you did an awesome job. It's a great day to be alive, isn't it? You know, there's a lot of tragedy that goes on even during holidays. Just because you have holidays doesn't mean bad things doesn't happen. You know, but sometimes you count the things that do happen. But one thing I've learned in the years of my living under the Lordship of Jesus is that I've learned how to give thanks even when it doesn't look too good. And it always really helps me to be able to lift up a heart that is full of gratitude even though I don't understand what just happened. And that is really the, as we mature and we grow into that, it's very, very special that we can give him praise no matter what. So let's just give him praise just because right now. Yes, Lord. Thank you for coming today, and I think y'all gonna do another something. Yes. We can. We can. If you haven't given today and you still want to, they're gonna do just a part of another song probably. And online visitors, our members, we really thank you guys for tuning in, and we just ask you to consider giving to the Lord today, and just go to fathersvineyard.org. And in the process of all of that, just click on the contribution button, and you may give online as well. God bless.
We're going to go back to that first song we did, real lively and happy. Let's stand and sing that again. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Put your hands together. That's right.
The shepherds came to see the baby, stood by his mother's side. Savior inside a manger. Oh, what a glorious night. Oh, what a glorious night.
Okay, this is where, sing with me.
I hear the angels singing, hallelujah, let the earth receive her King. I know that love has come. Sing it out.
That song. You know, it had a little bit of a country thing to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it was very lighthearted, but yet meaningful, so meaningful. Well, we have our missionaries from Mexico today with us, Scott and Isabel, and Amelia. Is that right? Amelia? So if you guys can just stand up and just turn around so people can see you and show the baby off. Amelia, and she's how old now?
5 months.
It is great. And we all have, and we also have some other missionaries, his brother, Will, and Miss Polly. We're glad to have you guys and your children. Awesome to have you guys. Y'all are in Asia? Asia? I thought so. But it's always good to see young people. Are there any other missionaries that I maybe do not know? Yes? Oh, okay, more children. That's good. Growing up to be missionaries themselves, representing God no matter where they are. That's what a missionary does. Represent God no matter where you are. You don't have to go to a far country to represent God. Amen. So it's good to see everybody. You're wearing red. I'm just so glad you're wearing red. Michael walked up to me this morning and said, do I have to leave? I said, why do you need to leave? Why? He said, well, I don't have red. And I said, we might make an exception. Then he said, well, I do have red socks on. So he pulled up. I said, you barely made it, son. You barely made it. But it's also good to have everybody. It really is. I want to speak to you briefly. We are going to go into a candlelight service and sing some more carols, and we'll give you some instructions on that in just a moment. But I want to talk with you just briefly about the light of the world. In the beginning, you know, it said that God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was formless, it was void, and it was dark. Darkness covered the earth. And I noticed how God did something about that. The Bible says that then God said, light be. That's in the Hebrew, light be. He just told light to be, and it became. And so God said, God used his voice to bring light in this earth. And then he said he separated the light and the darkness, you know, so they couldn't mix. So light always overpowers the darkness. So in the beginning of it, you know, there was darkness, physical darkness that covered. But when man fell, there became a spiritual darkness. What was God going to do about the spiritual darkness? Well, actually, God said at the beginning, but about the spiritual darkness, God sent. God sent his son to be the light of this world during his time on earth. The Bible says in John, it says, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have, listen to this, have the light of life. So when you have light in you from Christ, you have life. So light always brings the life of God to the fullness. In other words, the light brings the attention of God into being. And we want to make sure that we do that. But John 9:4-9:5 said, When I am in this world, I am the light of the world. What did he tell us? When I leave, something else is going to happen. He said, as long as I'm in this world, I am the light of the world. As long as I'm in this world, I am the light. Well, you know, he found his appointed time to die that came from God, God the Father. And he rose again, naturally. And supernaturally, I should say, supernaturally. And he said, I have come as light into the world, and everyone who believes in me may not remain in darkness. See, darkness has a way of capturing people to remain in that darkness. But Jesus said, all you got to do is believe and just believe on me, and you won't have to remain in that darkness, which means that the darkness does not hold you captive. And he set us free from that. But, you know, God said, let there be light, let light be. And then he sent his son, who became the light of the world when he was on this earth. But Jesus died and went to heaven. What to do about light? Because he said, as long as I'm on the earth, I am the light of the world. See, Jesus physically himself is not on the earth. So what did God plan? What did God do? Jesus' words and an instruction while he was on earth looked at his people, looked at the disciples that was following him, and he said, you are the light of the world. So he said it, and light became. He sent his light, and then he is still sending his light, that is you and I. You and I, but see, how do we know that we have light? Well, he said, if you have light, you have life. And it's not just talking about physical life. See, because when he told Adam and Eve, you know, the day that you eat of this fruit, you shall surely die. See, they didn't die physically. So spiritual darkness became into being. And he handled that. And now we have this world that we're in. And everybody say, for such a time as this. See, that has an asterisk by your name. Today has an asterisk by your name. What you're living, where you're living, you are marked for this time. God said, you be at this time. And here we are. Turn to somebody and say, here I am. No, so we're here. We're here. So what are we going to do about it? What will we do with this thing about light? He says, you're the light of the world, a city set on a hill, and it cannot be hidden. Nor do men light a lamp and put it underneath it, a bushel basket, but on a lampstand. He said, he gives light to all who are in the house. Notice that he says, you will be placed in a prominent place. See, that prominent place is given to you by God. When he comes into your life, when you surrender your life and understand that you needed him more than you needed breath, and he came into you and gave you life, he created a new being. He created you to be a brand new creation. He took your sin and gave you his salvation and gave you his way of living. And he says, in the process of me placing you, now you may not feel like you're placed in a very prominent place, but let me tell you something. You're not the one doing the deciding. You know, we look at this thing and say, little old Rutherford? Yeah, they said little old Nazareth too. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Absolutely. See, you have been divinely you have been positioned by heaven where you are today in a place that you have an opportunity and you have a commissioning to demonstrate his life. And that's when the light shines. When you demonstrate his life, your light is shining to other people. That's what he says here. He says this. He says, you're to be put on the lampstand. And he says, All will see it who is in the house. What is he talking about? Everybody's going to see the light of God inside you if you just live his life. And by the way, he's doing the living inside you. You don't have to strain to live it. You just surrender. Just surrender to him and his life is being lived in you. He goes on and he says this, let your light so shine before men. Wait a minute. How about while I'm just at church? Doesn't work that way. See, a lot of times we have diminished and reduced the light of God to a glimmer. And we do that because we have fear. We're intimidated. And sometimes we're not afraid, or we are afraid that we're going to offend
the darkness. The darkness is already offended. The darkness is already offended at you, with you, with you being his child, with you being the light of God. The darkness, you know, so don't worry about offending the dark. Darkness is already offended. You know, so we need to be able to let our light so shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works. Now, who's doing the good works? We are. When should we do the good works? Whenever, you know, all the time. Let me tell you, do you ever think there's a time when somebody's not looking? Well, think again. You know, a lot of times people are looking when you don't think they're noticing you. So you'll see your good works, and in the process of seeing your good works, they will glorify your Father who is in heaven. What does he say in here? He said, I put a light inside you that's going to produce a life. As you learn my word and as you have the demonstration of who I am inside you, the life that I put inside you is going to be lived in such a way that it will produce good works from you. And it will produce the good works as men watch on. And as they watch on and see the good works that you're producing, that you're living out, men will be quickened in their heart and they will be able to praise your Father. He said, they're going to, what does that mean? He's going to give the glory to our Father who is in heaven. Why did he say that? See, it doesn't say that they're automatically going to be saved. What it's going to say, your influence is going to bring them to a place of acknowledgement of God. Your works is going to bring the darkness and the people who do not know him to a place of acknowledging God. Yes. And see, that's how we should live our life. Our life should be lived in a way that they look at you, they'll look at you and they'll say, you know, after all what that person's been through and what they're going through now, there's something stronger in him than is in me, and it must be God. So that's how we influence, by letting our light shine. Today we have a lot of people stumbling around in the darkness. They don't have any direction, don't have any vision, and no protection. And I'm not talking about the physical darkness. I'm talking about the spiritual darkness. And they're waiting for your light to be clicked on in such a way that they see it, not just hear you say it. See, God wants us to demonstrate his light. Yeah, we can certainly talk about it. I like what Chuck Colson said years and years ago. He said, by all means, witness. And if you have to, use words. Boy, I love that. By all means, witness. Live your life that you're a witness. You're a living person knowing that Jesus is alive. And if you have to, use some words that will demonstrate that. But we cannot any longer reduce. We cannot have this light that he says is going to shine in the darkness. And that word shine means to be brilliant. Means to be brilliant in the darkness. A lot of us settle for a night light. Just plug it in so we don't stump our toe. You know, and he says, look, but it's still darkness. It's still a little bit of darkness in here. And he wants us to shine brightly. Unafraid, unashamed, and fully surrendered to him. I walked by the dancers just a moment ago before the service started, and the Lord prompted me to say this to him, to them. I looked at them, I walked right by them, and I said, he's waiting. And I walked right by them again, and I said, he's waiting. He wants it all. And that's a word for all of us. He's waiting. He's waiting for us to surrender everything to him. Every little area of our life, surrender it all to him. And that's what he wants us to do. So he wants to shine. He wants us to shine our lights in the midst of darkness. He says in Romans chapter 13, it says, lay aside your deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. We discovered last Sunday that hope was a piece of our armor. See, armor is not physical. It's a spiritual thing. And then he says we have an armor of light. Light is part of our armor. Light is part of our protection. He watches over us. But see, there's people out here, you know, that's groping in the dark, trying to find their way, that have no protection, have no vision, have no purpose that they can see. All they're waiting for somebody is to just speak the love of God to them in such a way that they're awakened by him. And they see your good works. They see your good works and they glorify him. The Bible says in Proverbs 4:18, it says, the path of the righteous is like the light of the dawn. The path of the righteous is like the light of the dawn that shines brighter and brighter and brighter until full day. That's you and I. We're to be brighter and brighter and brighter as we walk with him and as we learn from him. Ephesians says this, you were, Ephesians 5:8, you were formerly darkness. He didn't say you were in darkness. He said you were formerly darkness. Before you knew Christ, you were darkness. I was darkness. But now you are light. You are light in the Lord. Then he says this, here's an instruction. Walk as children of the light. Walk, in other words, when you have light and it's his light, it should be able to be demonstrated in your walk, how you walk in life. Then it describes how that walk should be, what that walk should look like. It says the fruit of light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Then he says, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. How much time have you tried to learn what is pleasing to him? You are already pleasing to him. You as a person, as a child, you are already pleasing. You are. Amen. That's the truth. I'm telling you, you as a person are already pleasing to him. But now some of our ways and our behaviors might not please him. He says here that you learn what is pleasing to God. And that's where we are, learning to please God. And goodness and righteousness and truth. 1 Peter 2 says this, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of God's own possession, that you may proclaim, that's where your voice is, proclaim the excellencies of who he is. The excellencies of who he is. And who has also called you out of darkness into a marvelous light. That word marvelous means wonder and astonishing. If you have lost the brilliancy of who, of where you are now compared to where you used to be, your light, if you haven't captured the essence of where you came from and where he's placed you now, your light will be dim. But he says you should be astonished that he took you out of the darkness, out of the miry clay, out of the depths of hell in your life. You should be astonished that he reached down and pulled you out and said, do you want me? And then you surrendered your life and said, yes. He said, it is an amazing, amazing, amazing thing. Yeah. Never lose that. Never. It's a marvelous light, and you'll go on. One more verse. Well, two more verses. Listen to this. The one who says, watch this now. The one who says, he is in the light. So you can say, I'm in the light. I'm in the light. I'm in the light. The one who says he is in the light and yet hates his brother. Uh-oh. And hates his brother. He is in darkness until now. And a lot of us will say, well, I don't hate anybody. I'm covered. Well, if you understand what hate means, you may be covered, may not be covered. What does hate mean in the Bible? Right here. Doesn't mean hatred like we know hatred to be. What this means is, he said, anybody who has active ill will in word or behavior, anybody that's actively have an ill will towards somebody, he said, you're still in darkness if you just have the ill will even spoken of or activated in your life. So it minimizes a lot of it. He says, in those, he said, if you have that, you will not, there'll be no stumbling in him. In other words, you won't have in you cause for others to stumble. See, that thing about stumbling means you do not block the light from others. So let's not block the light, amen? Let's live this life that he's given us in such a way that we fulfill this thing about Isaiah 52. It says, how lovely are the mountains are the feet of him who is bringing good news. Is the news still good to you? Is the news still good to you? Okay, then we have to share that. Bring good news of happiness and announce salvation and tell them God still reigns. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We're going to go into, is anybody that does not have a candle? Anybody who does not have a candle? Here's one right here, guys. Somebody needs to get Charles one, Brother Charles one. Anybody else need a candle? Now, does anybody have a little one that you don't want to have fire, but yet you want them to have a light? Is there anybody that has a little one that we have a battery-operated candle? Anybody has, okay, are you holding, you're holding your hand up for, okay, here's one that needs a battery-operated candle. Anybody else that needs one, a battery-operated for the little one? Speak up. I can't. Yes, you need one here, a battery-operated one. You just turn the bottom one. Turn the bottom thing and it'll light up. So as we prepare, Father, I thank you for your mercy and your love and your life. Thank you for your light. And God, we just pray that we'll kick off any basket, any covering, and that we will not block it from any man seeing it. And Lord, let our love and let our light so shine that our light will be measured by the love that we give. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to start our service with the one thing. As the ushers, you guys come on down. I need two candles, please. This is very important, guys. When your candle is lit, you hold it straight up and down. Let the other person light from you. Don't turn your candle and it lit. Wax will drip. When your candle is lit, hold it straight up. The next person will do this and they will do that as well. Amen. Think about the light as you pass it on.
Stand and let's sing Silent Night.
Thank you.
Y'all ready to sing? Okay. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin. Son of God loves pure light.
Silent night, holy night, Son of God loves pure light.
Sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Give me an E there, Michael. You can go ahead and play. 2, 3, 4.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the
last verse. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace.
Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and light to all he brings. Risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by. Born that man no more.
will come all ye faithful.
Yes, there I am. There I am. I figured out that this is probably a 7-song candle. All right, what we want to do, let's just pray. Father, thank you so much for your love. And Lord, let this light that we're holding, let it be a reminder of us to share the light of who you are to a world that is still in darkness. Lord, let our light so shine and our life be lived in such a way that they will acknowledge that you're alive inside us and that you're doing wonderful things in us and through us for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Be very candle as you blow. Be very careful as you blow your candle, okay? Let it stand for a moment. Let the wax cool. And we will have, you may extinguish the candles. And we will have buckets at the exits, and you can just toss it in there. Just continue to let that wax cool just for a moment. And if you have a battery-operated candle, please go to the information center and drop it off. That way we can use them again next year. If you don't turn them in, we won't be able to use them next year. God bless you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
I hear the angels singing, hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.